She takes pride in offering another concert in miniature, bringing you the fresh creative efforts of Stan Kenton and a select group of musicians that present their conception of a modern idiom of American jazz. Tonight, coming to you direct from the world-famous Hollywood Palladium. And now, here's your conductor, modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton.
Thank you, Mr. Miles. Thank you. Thank you very much. This evening, here is our first concert miniature from the Palladium, which, incidentally, to you people listening in, is, well, we might call it the second home of the orchestra, because the orchestra started about 50 miles from here down south in a place called Balboa Beach, and somehow we managed to get a break and move into the Palladium, so we feel pretty much as at home here as we do at the Rendezvous Ball in Balboa. This is another concert miniature, this time coming from the West Coast, and we thought to start this tonight, we rather would not to shake up the radios at the moment. We'll kind of get into the standard catalog and play a thing here with a short piano solo and Bob Burgess's trombone. The whole thing winds up in about 2.5 minutes, and it's called Collaboration.
Important figure in the realm of modern jazz. He's mostly associated with rhythmic music. He now has a group here on the West Coast, a group of his own playing at a rather important spot here called The Hague. His name is Jerry Mulligan. He's contributed a lot for all of us. We have several of the things we've been playing a great deal this year. This is a rather simple, happy thing. I say happy, I don't mean that you're going to sit and listen to this and get the giggles. It's just going to give you a nice feeling, because it's pretty easy to beat your toe to. There are a few short, fresh solos. Gentlemen, I made the announcement. The title, of course, is Walking Shoes.
Jerry Mulligan's walking shoes. Well, you know, Count, it's pretty difficult to introduce you these days because there's not much I can say about you. I've said everything there really is to be said. A lot of times because you don't need a build-up anymore. Thank you.
Thank you, Stan.
You're pretty well known in the business these days. It's not necessary to explain to people about you. Thank you.
No, I don't think it's necessary for an explanation.
No. Thank you. Count, before we botch up things, I'd like you to stand back here and get your usual crayon in hand and move the easel any way you wish, and let's proceed with this thing that is actually kind of a self-portrait. We call you the Count. Let's have a portrait of the Count. Connie Condoli. Those of you that are Connie Condoli fans as well as Kenton fans, it might be the moment here to explain to you that in just a few weeks now, there's going to be a rather important album of phonograph records released by our firm that is called New Concepts of Artistry and Rhythm. Within the album are several things. The thing you just heard, Portrait of a Count, there's another thing called 23 Degrees North, 82 Degrees West. That's Cuban music to you people. And there's another thing called Happy Talk, Improvisation. There are many things of the particular idiom of jazz that we belong to. They're part of this album. We hope that you people will look forward to it. At the moment here, you know, quite a common thing with us is a guy by the name of Bags and his baggage. He has a bass and He has many other things, but the most important part of his baggage at the moment is the bass. Bill Holman, because you created this, I'd like to have you think of a tempo, and as I introduce Bags, would you kick it off, please? I think everything will be secure that way. Ladies and gentlemen, on this concert miniature this evening for the first time, some more baggage of Bags. Okay, Bags. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the gentleman that presented us tonight on the air on NBC. His name is Warren Miles. He's a regular important fixture here at the Palladium. He's the announcer that does all of the programs. And the other night, we introduced him for the first time to one member. He met Lee Konitz the other night. Tonight, Warren, I'd like you to meet this guy that we call Rossellino. This is Frank Rossellino. You right here?
Well, hello, Frank. How are you?
Very nice. Frank, we want to explain a little bit about this number here, and I thought that I'd tell Miles so he can introduce it. This is quite an interesting thing. It's an original thing written by Bill Russo for Frank Rossellino. You know, the guy is a pretty spirited trombone player, and
he
plays this thing all the way through himself. It's called Happy Talk. Now, would you introduce
him? I'll sure try and get it right this time, Stan. This is Frank Rossellino playing Happy Talk.
Betty, yes.
This evening's concert miniature seems to be pretty much a parade of personalities. Most all of the numbers here have had a direct purpose. It had to do with one chap. You know, here's a guy that likes to write music, and since he's been with us, he's written mostly original music, and he's orchestrated a lot of music, and he plays saxophone. He's pretty important. Member of the saxophone section, and once in a great while, he's presented a soloist. Bill, this evening, I'll tell you what, let's pick another guy's arrangement. Let's pick someone else's tune. And let's leave you entirely out of this as far as orchestrating, creating. Just let you improvise on your horn to possibly an old pattern of an old tune. Would you oblige us, Bill Holman, these foolish things?
Certainly.
One,
two,
that's it. You know, in music, the word alto is a very confusing thing unless you specify what kind of an alto it is. And it's used very commonly to determine a particular range of a woman's voice. There's an alto flute, an alto clarinet, and there's an alto, a brass horn, many altos. At the moment, this is a thing called solo for alto, but at the time, we refer to the alto saxophone. The gentleman behind the horn and propelling it is Lee Konitz. Lee, if you'll give us a few seconds here to kind of get this thing in motion, we'll give way to you and let you go with the alto saxophone here in this thing that's called Solo for Alto. Gentlemen, the beat.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
Minutes you have been entertained by Stan Kenton and his orchestra as they brought you their concert in miniature. Fresh interpretations of modern America's jazz coming to you direct from the world-famous Hollywood Palladium. This program has come to you through the facilities of the National Broadcasting Company. And this is Warren Miles bidding you one and all good night from the world-famous Hollywood Palladium.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.